have probably just under $1 million in debt, and we want to know how to get debt-free without filing bankruptcy.
Okay. How much of that is a mortgage?
The mortgage, about $210,000.
So you have $600,000 in what?
$335,000 is about in student loans. We both have advanced degrees, and then a lot. The rest is really credit cards and personal loans.
So you have $300,000 of credit cards and personal loans?
We have about $335,000 student loans, and about $136,000 in credit cards, $44,000 personal loans, and $35,000 car loans.
Okay. How old are you?
I'm 29.
Okay. So what in the world?
Yeah.
Are you both on this, or is this just one of you that's completely lost your mind?
Well, I have the majority of the student loans, and he has the majority of the credit cards. My credit card debt is about, it's not great.
Okay,
it's about
why is he at 29 years old run up $100,000 in credit card debt?
Well, he's 32, but I think it's one of those things where just making really poor financial decisions, thinking be able to pay it down as you go, and then it doesn't happen.
Yeah.
And
okay, so you both have advanced degrees. What are your degrees in?
We do. So I have a degree in both of our advanced degrees. No, he has an MBA, and I have an advanced degree in policy. I work in the government, and we actually both do now at this point, actually.
Okay, so your household income is what?
Our household income is about $230,000.
Okay, all right. Is there recognition on both of your parts how absurd this situation is?
Yes.
Okay.
Yes, there is.
Right.
So I think we're both a bit scared and want to do anything we can to avoid.
Okay, great. Then I'm on your team. I can skip that step. Okay, good. Okay, well, you're scared and you should be. You're disgusted and you should be.
We are.
You're in the early stages of being sick and tired, and you should be. So,
yeah.
Here's the thing: you guys have been living at across the board, from your education choices to your car purchases to your whatever. You've been living at about 10x where you're going to get to live for the next 3 years.
Okay. Yep, that's true.
So I'm getting ready to destroy your life as you know it. Because your lifestyle is considerably above your extremely good income. And has been for a period of time. And so you've gotten used to spending like you're in Congress.
Right.
This is going to be very emotional for y'all. And you're going to have to look at it through that lens and through a spiritual lens, or you're not going to make it. You're going to have to not care what anyone thinks, including each other, because you're not going to spend any money on anything ever for the next 3 years.